point. All economic barriers to trade should be reduced so that all countries may thrive. In regards to this point, the 1919 Treaty of Versailles states that Germany must pay $33 billion in payments to the Allies for the damage of the war. If the payments would have proceeded as planned, Germany would have finished paying off this debt in 1989. The interwar consequence? The Great Depression. You can see this connection expanded in Chapter 7, Section 4. Next point. The League of Nations should be established, such that representatives from all nations can meet together and solve their problems without war. League of Nations, capital L-E-A-G-U-E, space O-F, space capital N-A-T-I-O-N-S. In regards to this point, the 1919 Treaty of Versailles stated that Germany was forced to sign the treaty, acknowledging that Germany and Germany alone caused World War I. This is the claim known as the War Guilt Clause. The interwar consequence of this hypocrisy was that neither Germany nor the new USSR was originally invited to be a part of the League. The League had no way to enforce rules, especially as the country whose president created the League, the United States, did not join nor even sign the treaty at all. The U.S. would come to its own separate peace with Germany in 1923. The League, therefore, was powerless to stop Italy, Germany, and Japan from their 1930s expansion into other countries. So the Treaty of Versailles, meant to stop the First World War, was merely a pause button. Wilson suffered a stroke during a frenetic train campaign to convince Americans to sign it. Generally, Americans felt that the post-war situation was Europe's problem, and that they would never fight a European war again. 20 years later, when a new generation of soldiers was just coming of age to be sent to war, Americans and the citizens of the world would find that the pause button had been hit again, thereby resuming the worldwide conflict.